wonder if...
All right. So I want to talk about the Tigers. And don't turn the channel. Just hear me out on this. I think there are just two distinctly different types of fans. I think those that there are idiots, and then there are not idiots. And it really is just this line of delineation. Now, I have one way I approach sports. I get very bitter and angry when I don't feel teams do everything in their power to win. And once they have, through their own action or inaction, arrived at a point where I'm not going to get a postseason out of it or joy out of it, I really don't care what they will do. It's like the scene in Wedding Crashers. Just kindly leave. You're done. I don't want to hear from you. Now, the Tigers this past week, past 10 days, if you want to be accurate, have gotten hot. They've played a really nice, 10-game set. You go 6-4, you play 600 ball. It's good baseball. Sweep the Mariners, take 2 or 3 from the Yankees. I loved the Little League presentation last night. I did. No, I'm not talking about your normal TV coverage. I'm talking about the fact the game was in Williamsport, and it was fun.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
It was fun. Every time a ball got hit and put in play, it sounded like a gunshot. Like, it was great, and it was cool for the kids, and I love that. Didn't love the game because, I'm not lying to you. I'm a Yankee fan. You can have Clay Holmes. I digress. This team, it's too late. Now, what we're seeing lately is you're getting this. This is where the idiots come out. Oh, the kids, the cardiac cats. And I go, yeah, where were they earlier? Why did I have to look at Javi Baez all year? Why do I look at the McKinstrys all year? Why did Mark Canna sit here all year? Why did you do this to us? Why was Akil Baddoo in the backseat of my car? Now, here's the positive I will take out of all of this. The winning doesn't do anything for the playoffs. You're 8.5 out of the wild card, and with so few games left, unless Kansas City somehow won like 5 games the rest of the year, you're not catching it. The only positive, Rico, is if they play well enough that they force this godforsaken owner and GM to spend money, then I will smile. Because all of this is what happens after you die.
Yeah.
Their season died.
Well,
now the announcement today, by the way, for all the idiots, and there are plenty, who are sitting there touching their chandelier because the team showed up in a 10-game set after tanking the 10 games prior, Tarek Skubal is going to make his last start on regular rest right now. They're ramping him down. Mm-hmm. He's blown through an innings limit. He'll get 6-7 days off of pop because they don't want him starting. Why? The games are useless.
They're telling you without telling you.
Right.
We're not in this.
So please, I don't want to hear anything about anything as it pertains to the kids, because these are the same kids we waited all year for. And if you had supplemented the kids by spending money, we wouldn't be here. We'd be on the air, Rico would have no pants on, and we'd be scoreboard watching about a wild card chase, because there is no life. You will sell me that the addition of a Matt Chapman or the addition of a Bellinger or the addition of human beings that don't hurt the team from winning wouldn't have you 4, 5, 6 games better, i.e. in the thick of a race.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're scoreboard watching multiple teams.
Right.
Okay, this team lost and this team lost. That just helped us because we won this game. We're one step closer to that final wild card spot. You may not be further from the truth, Mike. I didn't want to mention this in pre-show, but if this team can ball out in their last 40-some games that they have to play, and even if they won't make it, if you hold Scott Harris to his word, he said, I'm not going to start to spend
until the core is there. Okay.
And that means if they go out there and they go on some miraculous run, and let's just say they finish out 25-15. I don't know how many games they have left.
You're in the range.
Right. Then you have your core and you have no more excuses, because that was the one thing that you kept kicking that can on.
Right.
Core's not ready. This would tell you
core
is ready.
Like Parker
core
Meadows.
Core is there. Let's add to it. Let's get rid of dead weight and we bring in bodies that can help this team. The bodies that we all begged for in the offseason this previous year, he would have no reason not to go out and do this, Mike.
And if it means we get to put them on Main Street, offseason, buy out Baez, no excuses. Buy out Maeda, no excuses. $50 million in added payroll, multiple bats, a legitimate arm. Because here's the other thing. They've already shown you they're going to slow roll every player, and they're going to play with the service time.
Right.
Jackson Job next year won't break camp. And even if he does, you're lucky if you get 100 innings out of him. It's going to be exciting, but he ain't going to be here. Max Clark ain't going to be here. McGonagall ain't going to be here. So here's the deal. All right, you want me to be all pumped up about the team winning games when it's too late for me to care about winning games? Cool. Rico's nailed it. I will be pumped up because then we get to turn the hibachi on.
Yeah.
All winter long.
And you don't even have to be like the Royals and go out there and spend a ton, but you have to spend.
Oh, no.
You gotta do something.
I want them
to. That'd be nice if they went the full Royals, but if you spent a total
league average payroll, Rico.
I understand, but let's just say you're cheap. So you spent an extra
30.
Yeah.
After buyouts. That's not going to cut it. You're going to need a $15 million pitcher. You're going to need
$50 million and maybe get three players.
I like it. 50.
Yes. Yeah.
Done. In. And you're still 30 million below league.
Two position players and a pitcher.
And you got to buy out Baez and Maeda. Agree?
Thing.
Okay, bell's gone. The point is, if you want me to be pumped up about it, that's fine. But if you want to do this crap where you think, oh, my God, we're going to the World Series next year, not without ownership support and not without Scott Harris getting involved in the offseason. Can't be $12.5 million on Mark Canha. Can't be $13 million on Kenta Maeda. And it can't be another one of these pitchers that I'm more interested in selling than signing. Show me. And I don't want to hear for a second we can't block players. Players that aren't here. You mean block Jace Young, who didn't come up until mid-August? Who cares? By the time Young came up, team was dead. So, yeah, okay. You want me to be pumped? There we are. Win. Win a lot. And force your owner and GM to get off their ass and do something. I'm tired of waiting. It's the 10th year now without the playoffs. I'm tired of waiting. I will get excited when I get to watch real baseball.
Mm-hmm. But this is what Scott said, and I'm going to hold the man at his word. Once we get our core ready, he came on the, and then I'll worry about spending.
And
well, get ready, get the checkbook ready, do some wrist exercises because you're going to start writing checks
and
people,
honestly,
and you're going to get rid of some dead weight on this team and turn this into a legitimate baseball
I said
team.
This a week ago, I'll say it again, and it's not hyperbole, and I'm not doing like hot take stuff. I'd shut Scooble down. There's no reason to pitch him. God forbid if something happened here in the last month of the season, he'd be dead all next year.
I'm with you.
I don't understand. Well, we're gonna give him more rest between starts. That's like being half pregnant.
I would have basically yesterday would have been the last time only because of the novelty, because it was in Cooperstown, not Cooperstown. It was
Williamsport.
Williamsport. Yes, we're going to do this for the networks, for the TV, because everybody's watching. We're going to showcase. We're going to show our best pitcher. And then after that, you can go ahead and take an extended vacation on us because we don't need you because we're not in this.
He's the single most important player you have on the pitching staff. He's the anchor. You didn't want to trade him. You're probably going to try to sign him. God help you. Do not let anything happen the last 7 weeks here. There's no purpose.
Because this would, Mike, on Friday while you were gone, we were talking about the meaningless games and how nobody wanted to see any of the Lions players in preseason games because what if they get hurt?
Yeah.
Right there.
For a pitcher, I agree.
Yeah.
Hitters, I don't just because there's, again, if,
no,
it
no,
was,
bro,
if
like,
it's Ronald Acuna off second base blowing his ACL, yeah, but like, you know, pitchers, it's one pitch from gone for 18 months.
And that's why, yeah, you're out of it. Go shut him down. Work on some long-term deals. Send him on a vacation. Everybody will be happy.
So here's the deal. You want us to be excited about winning? Great. We're doing it with a purpose so that we can go onion volcano on this team all winter demanding they act like they care. Other than that, this is just, I actually feel very spiteful towards winning when it's too late. It's like when the Giants started winning games for no reason. stop it. Just kindly leave.
Oh, man. You're a Giant.
Just so say lucky. Just say it. I know what you want to say.
It wasn't Daniel Jones' best day. I'll leave it at that.
I wonder if... All right. So I want to talk about the Tigers. And don't turn the channel. Just hear me out on this. I think there are just two distinctly different types of fans. I think those that there are idiots, and then there are not idiots. And it really is just this line of delineation. Now, I have one way I approach sports. I get very bitter and angry when I don't feel teams do everything in their power to win. And once they have, through their own action or inaction, arrived at a point where I'm not going to get a postseason out of it or joy out of it, I really don't care what they will do. It's like the scene in Wedding Crashers. Just kindly leave. You're done. I don't want to hear from you. Now, the Tigers this past week, past 10 days, if you want to be accurate, have gotten hot. They've played a really nice, 10-game set. You go 6-4, you play 600 ball. It's good baseball. Sweep the Mariners, take 2 or 3 from the Yankees. I love the Little League presentation last night. I did. No, I'm not talking about your normal TV coverage. I'm talking about the fact the game was in Williamsport, and it was fun.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
It was fun. Every time a ball got hit and put in play, it sounded like a gunshot. Like, it was great, and it was cool for the kids, and I love that. Didn't love the game because, I'm not lying to you. I'm a Yankee fan. You can have Clay Holmes. I digress. This team, it's too late. Now, what we're seeing lately is you're getting this. This is where the idiots come out. Oh, the kids, the cardiac cats. And I go, yeah, where were they earlier? Why did I have to look at Javi Baez all year? Why do I look at the McKinstrys all year? Why did Mark Canna sit here all year? Why did you do this to us? Why was Akil Baddoo in the backseat of my car? Now, here's the positive I will take out of all of this. The winning doesn't do anything for the playoffs. You're 8.5 out of the wild card, and with so few games left, unless Kansas City somehow won like 5 games the rest of the year, you're not catching them. The only positive, Rico, is if they play well enough that they force this godforsaken owner and GM to spend money, then I will smile. Because all of this is what happens after you die.
Yeah.
Their season died.
Well,
now the announcement today, by the way, for all the idiots, and there are plenty, who are sitting there touching their chandelier because the team showed up in a 10-game set after tanking the 10 games prior, Tarek Skubal is going to make his last start on regular rest right now. They're ramping him down. Mm-hmm. He's blown through an innings limit. He'll get 6-7 days off of pop because they don't want him starting. Why? The games are useless.
They're telling you without telling you.
Right.
We're not in this.
So please, I don't want to hear anything about anything as it pertains to the kids, because these are the same kids we waited all year for. And if you had supplemented the kids by spending money, we wouldn't be here. We'd be on the air, Rico would have no pants on, and we'd be scoreboard watching about a wild card chase, because there is no life. You will sell me that the addition of a Matt Chapman or the addition of a Bellinger or the addition of human beings that don't hurt the team from winning wouldn't have you 4, 5, 6 games better, i.e. in the thick of a race.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're scoreboard watching multiple teams.
Right.
Okay, this team lost and this team lost. That just helped us because we won this game. We're one step closer to that final wild card spot. You may not be further from the truth, Mike. I didn't want to mention this in pre-show, but if this team can ball out in their last 40-some games that they have to play, and even if they won't make it, if you hold Scott Harris to his word, he said, I'm not going to start to spend
until the core
is there.
Okay.
And that means if they go out there and they go on some miraculous run, and let's just say they finish out 25-15. I don't know how many games they have left.
You're in the range.
Right. Then you have your core and you have no more excuses, because that was the one thing that you kept kicking that can on.
Right.
Core's not ready. Core's not ready. This would tell you
core
is ready.
Like Parker
core
Meadows.
Is there. Let's add to it. Let's get rid of dead weight and we bring in bodies that can help this team. The bodies that we all begged for in the offseason this previous year, he would have no reason not to go out and do this, Mike.
And if it means we get to put them on Main Street, offseason, buy out Baez, no excuses. Buy out Maeda, no excuses. $50 million in added payroll, multiple bats, a legitimate arm. Because here's the other thing. They've already shown you they're going to slow roll every player. And they're going to play with the service time.
Right.
Jackson Jobe next year won't break camp. And even if he does, you're lucky if you get 100 innings out of him. It's going to be exciting, but he ain't going to be here. Max Clark ain't going to be here. McGonagall ain't going to be here. So here's the deal. All right, you want me to be all pumped up about the team winning games when it's too late for me to care about winning games? Cool. Rico's nailed it. I will be pumped up because then we get to turn the hibachi on.
Yeah.
All winter long.
And you don't even have to be like the Royals and go out there and spend a ton, but you have to spend.
Oh, no.
You gotta do something.
I want them to
spend. Now, it'd be nice if they went full Royals, but if you spent a total...
League average payroll, Rico.
I understand, but let's just say you're cheap, so you spent an extra...
30?
Yeah.
After buyouts? That's not going to cut it. You're going to need a $15 million pitcher. You're going to need a $15 million
bat. $50 million and maybe get three players.
I like it. 50? Yes.
Yeah.
Done. In. And you're still $30 million below league.
Two position players and a pitcher.
And you got to buy out Baez and Maeda. Agree?
Ding.
Okay, bell's gone. The point is, if you want me to be pumped up about it, that's fine. But if you want to do this crap where you think, oh my God, we're going to the World Series next year, not without ownership support. And not without Scott Harris getting involved in the offseason. Can't be $12.5 million on Mark Canha. Can't be $13 million on Kenta Maeda. And it can't be another one of these pitchers that I'm more interested in selling than signing. Show me. And I don't want to hear for a second we can't block players. Players that aren't here. You mean block Jace Young, who didn't come up until mid-August? Who cares? By the time Young came up, team was dead. So, yeah, okay. You want me to be pumped? There we are. Win. Win a lot. And force your owner and GM to get off their ass and do something. I'm tired of waiting. It's the 10th year now without the playoffs. I'm tired of waiting. I will get excited when I get to watch real baseball.
Mm-hmm. But this is what Scott said, and I'm going to hold the man at his word. Once we get our core ready, he came on it, and then I'll worry about spending.
Look,
well, get ready, get the checkbook ready, do some wrist exercises, because you're going to start writing checks
and
people,
honestly,
and you're going to get rid of some dead weight on this team and turn this into a legitimate baseball team.
I said
team.
This a week ago, I'll say it again, and it's not hyperbole, and I'm not doing like hot take stuff. I'd shut Scooble down. There's no reason to pitch him. God forbid if something happened here in the last month of the season, he'd be dead all next year.
I'm with you.
I don't understand. Well, we're gonna give him more rest between starts. That's like being half pregnant.
I would have basically yesterday would have been the last time, only because of the novelty, because it was in Cooperstown. Not Cooperstown. It was
Williamsport.
Williamsport. Yes. We're going to do this for the networks, for the TV, because everybody's watching. We're going to showcase. We're going to show our best pitcher. And then after that, you can go ahead and take an extended vacation on us, because we don't need you, because we're not in this.
He's the single most important player you have on the pitching staff. He's the anchor. You didn't want to trade him. You're probably going to try to sign him. God help you. Do not let anything happen the last 7 weeks here. There's no purpose.
Because this would, Mike, on Friday while you were gone, we were talking about the meaningless games and how nobody wanted to see any of the Lions players in preseason games, because what if they get hurt?
Yeah.
Right there.
For a pitcher, I agree.
Yeah.
Hitters, I don't, just because there's, again, if it's Ronald Acuna off second base blowing his ACL, yeah, but like, you know, pitchers, it's one pitch from gone for 18 months.
And that's why, yeah, you're out of it. Go shut him down. work on some long-term deals, send them on a vacation, everybody will be happy.
So here's the deal. You want us to be excited about winning? Great. We're doing it with a purpose so that we can go onion volcano on this team all winter demanding they act like they care. Other than that, this is just, I actually feel very spiteful towards winning when it's too late. It's like when the Giants started winning games for no reason. Stop it. Just kindly leave.
Oh, you're a Giant.
Just say it. Just say it. Just say it. I know what you want to say.
You know what? It wasn't Daniel Jones' best day. I'll leave it at that.